Trent, do you expect to play Thursday? I think this might be they might back you off.
I mean, I expect to play. I mean, but like I said, y'all gonna let me know before I know if I'm playing or not. You know, each game you go out and you practice hard for it. And so, I mean, I know each day we go out and we practice hard every game. I mean, every day. So we practice like we play. And so we expect to go out and play every game.
Is it important for you to play Thursday night, or do you think that you've gotten enough work in here the first couple games?
I don't think it's never enough work that you can get. I mean, it's always important to play each game, no matter what amount of snaps you get, no matter, you know, what type of reps it is, you know, passing block, pass block, run, whatever it is. I think it is important to play each game. I mean, at the same time, you know, coach know best, and so I'm going to go with his game plan. And, you know, it's been leading us to a lot of success, you know, so far.
How much better do you think your timing is with the offensive line now that you've been able to practice and play a couple of games?
It's so much better. Last year is a come in, you know, and I just came and just, you know, went right into the fire. And, you know, now it's time and, you know, getting better and better each day. Offensive line making better communication. Brand is doing what he do with communicating with the line to me. Everything is on point. So, you know, coaches communicating with the offense, you know, getting the plays in and out. And we condition it just fine. So, you know, with the timing, it's a big important thing. And I think it's gotten so much better over the past few weeks.
Hey, Trent, everybody was talking the other night about how quick you looked on the field and how good you looked. When was the last time you felt that good on the field?
It's been since Bama. It's been a long time. And feeling that quick, man, and feeling this light is, you know, I feel real soft on my feet, real light on my feet, and that's a good thing. It's a real good thing. So when I do make that explosive cut through the hole, hopefully nobody can see me, man. I can just flash through there. So, you know, at the same time, it's just a lot of hard work, and it's a mental thing too, mental and physical.
You gonna keep that weight off? You gonna do the best you can to stay where you're at?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do the best I can. Like I said, last year I probably playing at 236, 237. You know, being just not able to run and through the week, you know, due to injury. But you know, this year, I'm going to try my hardest to be at 225 the whole year.
Has North come up to you and said, look, we're going to run the ball, or do you just know that he is going to run the ball?
He haven't came up to me and just said that he's going to run the ball. And, you know, I know the game plan is to be one of the, you know, best offense in the league, to be a good, balanced offense. And so, you know, you go in game out and you know from the practice how good you've been running this play, or you already got in your mind going into the game what type of plays you're going to run, how well we've been practicing, what our timing timing up was, how the offensive line been doing with it, how Brandon been doing with it, how I've been myself, how the other backs been doing with it, and what Nora like.
The other day, aside from you having decent stats and your limited opportunities, the offense was not good. How concerned are you about what happened?
Not concerned at all. Like I said, it's preseason, and it is a learning lesson. You know, a lot of adversity. And one thing we got to do, we got to learn how to start fast and finish strong. And, you know, take no team and, you know, no game lightly, because everything is a learning opportunity. Always a time to get better. Always a time to be that best team or to be a better team. Always time to man up in situations. And so, you know, offense didn't look good, but it was a lot of learning and a lot of progress made at the same time, because – at the same time, we got to grow up. We got to be men. We got to step up.
I'm trying to remember last year, you took it upon yourself to talk to the guys about you were tired of losing and, hey, let's turn this thing around. Have you already done that this year, or do you intend to do that again?
I mean, yeah, we the captains and stuff, the leaders on the team, we already addressed the team with a lot of stuff and a lot of motivational stuff and how we want the season to go and how we think our success to be this year. You know, hopefully this year I won't have to address the team about losing and, you know, and saying that we're going to go back down this road, or, you know, reflect to last year. You know, last year's out the door for us, and every other year is out the door for us. So what we're building on this year is a whole new chemistry, a whole new vibe for our team, a whole new family for us, and so we just trying to go uphill, not going downhill. We know it's going to be a lot of bumps in the road, and you know, it's going to be a lot of fight, and it's going to be a lot of pull and push, and a lot of, okay, these guys doing good, and we just can't let that get to our head. We just got to play football and just play like we know how to play.
If you don't get a chance to play or play much in this game, do you feel good that you're coming off a really great performance the other night?
Oh, yeah. I feel real good about it. If I don't get to play, if I do, I'm still going to feel good about this whole preseason, this whole camp. I think I've been doing fine, you know, especially vibing with my team, with the offensive line. These guys have made a big impact on me over the last few weeks than they did all last year. And, you know, that's being a team and a family, our chemistry. We joke together and we do a lot of stuff together, you know, the off field, and just, you know, keep our vibe going at all time. And so I'm just happy about, you know, what success we have had amongst ourselves with goals and trying to put this team together and just trying to build a chemistry in a family. So I'm real, you know, surprised I'm just real, you know, happy with it.
Craig, was there a time last year when you wondered if you would be healthy, 100% healthy again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, in the season I did. As far as, you know, wondering, well, man, when am I going to be able to get healthy, or when is going to be that time where I can just say I can step out and just pull away from everybody like I'm used to doing. And so, and I knew at a point it wasn't going to come last year. You know, right after the knee surgery, started to get my bounce back, ended up breaking my rib. So, and when they told me how long it was going to take, I was just like, man, it's not going to get better. I just got to play through it. I just got to man up. So I know this year I'm not even looking towards no injury, no broken fingernails or nothing. So I know my whole season is based on being healthy and you know, playing a 16, hopefully playing later on in the season and in the playoffs. So you know, that's what we, you know, trying to get to.
Will you be used out more in space this year? And if so, why is that a good thing for you?
I think I will be used a lot in the space. It's a good thing because I'm quick feet, match up against a linebacker or a cornerback, especially in space, especially a cornerback. It's almost like abuse or you know, get past a cornerback, leave him one-on-one with a cornerback or linebacker, just outrun him. And, you know, just getting in space, you just make somebody miss. And I think that's, you know, manning up and matching somebody up with a linebacker or something like that, or any type of position, one-on-one, I think is great.
Were you frustrated all this year that you didn't get to do a little more of that?
You know, it came time to where, well, they just run me on the inside. It was like, can I get an outside zone play, or can I get a mid-zone play? Can I get out in the space zone? And, you know, with that, you know, I'm the type of person never questioning. You know, I just do what I'm told and do what I'm asked, and, you know, I just go get my all, whatever it is.
Did they resist doing that last year because you were hurt and you might be a little more of a target on the
outside? I don't know. Whatever it was, they went with it and I went with it. And, I just ran and did what I was coached to do. And so, you know, I know it's going to be way different this year. And so when it comes time to run the outside zone, get in space, whatever it is, I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to be in shape. I'm going to be, you know, running full speed, 100 miles per hour, wherever I got to go. I'm going to be ready to go down here.
With new coach, new coordinators, all that, do you get the sense that, you know, the players and the coaching staff this year are probably a little more on the same page or a little more chemistry than maybe a year ago from what you had?
Oh, yeah. And I felt that early on when players are just battling at all time. I mean, you didn't have that last year. And I hate to keep comparing the team to last year, but it's just a subject right now. But we didn't have it last year, and that's something we needed. And from where I came from, that's all I knew was to compete and battle and make each other better. And so now we got that, and the team's going in the right direction. And we're vibing with the coach, and we're having fun with the coach. And he's a player's coach, and he got different head coaches around him that know the game, and it's teaching him at the same time. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of building. This whole environment that we got going on, this whole unit that we have going on.
You could argue that the AFC North is the best in the NFL. How do you think you guys stack up with the rest of the division this year?
I think we're going to be pretty good, man. Like I said, we're going to take one game at a time, one play at a time. We're going to make sure we finish each one of these plays that, you know, everybody watch us play or play against us, and they're going to be like, hey, man, these guys going 100 miles per hour, or we don't want to play against these guys again, or, man. These guys in preseason gave us, you know, all they can, and I know they're gonna come right back at us, and so they just know we're gonna man up, and so I think that we're gonna match up to the AFC, man. As far as competing, we're gonna be neck to neck. We're gonna keep going. We're gonna keep pounding. We're gonna keep fighting. We're gonna keep hitting. And that's all we gonna know. And that's all we gonna build on.
In terms of getting ready for the Miami game, of course Norv is hiding some stuff. But do you take comfort in knowing that he's hiding stuff? And do you look at the other day's game and say, well, that's not what we're gonna do?
Well, I just, like I said, it's a learning process in everything. I know that, that everything has not been brought out. And, and who knows, we might still just run the same plays, never know. At the same time, like I said, we got to finish every play no matter what kind of game it is, no matter what type of weather it is, what the situation is. We just got to make sure that we learn from that, and each play that we can make sure we get better, because, it ain't so many. How many players can you put in the playbook? As far as, the basic stuff. So at the same time, like I said, we just got to man up and make sure that we get better on each play.
With getting work in the preseason, getting the timing down, getting the game conditioning that you didn't have last year, and then, the way that the new coaching staff's going to use you out in space and things like that, are you confident with all that stuff? Are you confident that this can be the year where, you prove, hey, this is why they picked me third overall, this is why they jumped up a spot?
Oh, yeah, I'm very confident in that. Last year, people said I had a good season last year, but I want to be that guy that had a great season, and that the Cleveland Browns, they're going to always remember the Cleveland Browns. And when they talk about the Browns, they're going to talk about, not just one person. They're going to talk about all of us, because at a point in time, I don't want them to just be talking about me. I want to talk about my quarterback, my offensive line, OB, our defense, what we all doing, And that's one thing that we try to, connect with and try to, push for this whole team. We all trying to win and win. We all trying to finish strong. So, like I said, at the same time, we all in it to win.
Was that when you juke the defender on the swing pass, is that an example of just the kinds of things that you can do when they get you out in space?
Oh, yeah. Last year, I couldn't juke like I wanted to. And I went back and watched some of my college tapes and went back and watched one of my high school tapes. And I just evaluated how hard I used to run, and I used to make one move and go. And I used to pound defenses all the time. So I'm looking like, man, I got to get back to that. And, I'm sitting down and evaluating my film with my brother and my cousin. And it was like, you still run hard. You just got to get back to the basics. And just making that one cut and go, and, just being determined not to be taken down by one man. They did tell me I do play smarter. I said, but, at the same time, you finishing every run straight ahead, that's always being you. That's what made you you. And, so when it come down to it, man, I just got to get back to the basics.